Welcome to the Kaiju Podcast. I'm Ralph.
I'm Jorge.
And today we are talking about Gamera versus Gauss.
Gauss. Like the Y is silent or something. Also, did you notice they're calling him Gamera?
Yeah.
Like Chimera.
I wonder if that's just the...
And I'm just so used to calling him Gamera, but I'm trying to say Gamera now.
Wasn't that the whole thing with the first Gamera movie? They added that extra M in the American version so that people knew not to call it Gamera?
Oh, right. They did.
So I'm going to keep calling it Gamera. I don't... But yeah, they call him Gamera in this one.
Yeah.
I'm going to say up front that this is my favorite one so far.
The favorite Gamera or the favorite kaiju movie we've seen?
I think the favorite kaiju movie we've seen, I think, is still Rodan.
Really?
Yeah, Rodan. Monster
Rodan
Zero.
Rodan was definitely great. This is definitely one of my favorite movies that we've done.
Yeah.
This is like, okay, now I'm on board with Gamera.
Yeah, and I'm glad we watched them in order. This made me appreciate this one more by watching the previous two. And what was good was there wasn't any Islanders like the last Gamera movie.
Right.
There really wasn't anything in here that was questionable as far as, you know, PC stuff goes.
And and they did some great stuff. Like, even the kitschy stuff was really well executed.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. There was some stuff right off the bat where there was a shot of a helicopter.
Yeah.
And I didn't know when it was a real helicopter or a fake helicopter.
Yeah, they did well. There's also something I liked just overall in it is that the studio used the same actors in different parts of previous Gamera movies. And so it kind of was cool. Like, it kind of made, like, this is the ensemble that tells Gamera's stories. Uh-huh. And the parts will get kind of dispersed to different people. And they play similar types of characters, but they're different. You know, they're different roles, but it's the same actors, so you still recognize them and stuff.
Yeah.
I thought that was really great.
Yeah.
All right. What's your first note? It's always funny to see, like, what the first note that you write down is. Like, what's the first thing you go, like, okay, I got to write that down.
Mine was Gamera pronounced funny.
Oh, they call it Gamera, you mean?
Yeah.
They're calling it Gamera? Oh, that's good. Mine was that second reporter's voice. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't remember it specifically because I watched this a little while ago, but...
It's like someone voiceover doing like trying to do a child's voice.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hey, well, I don't remember this. Like, I'd have to hear it to do an impression of it. But it was like the first reporter has a normal voice, and the second one's like, hey, how about that? Whatever his question was, I don't remember what it is. But Jesus, I was like, what?
I think I remember that. I think I remember it, but I didn't write it down.
The volcano looked great. The fake volcano?
Yeah.
The fake lava that's, like, lit up, and it's just a thing that's being, like, dragged down. Mm-hmm. It looks so fake, but it looks so cool.
I think a lot of the effects stuff is top-notch. Because I was like, am I looking at a model of a helicopter? And then they did a close-up of a real helicopter, and I wrote down, so I wrote real helicopter? Question mark. I thought it was a model. Oh, wait. It is a model. It gets cut in half. So I was pretty confused on that. But Gauss shoots a laser.
Right.
And slices stuff perfectly in half.
Amazing.
Every gag of that was perfect.
The gag of something like was the greatest. He slices every jet in a different way.
Yeah.
And it's always great.
Yeah.
He slices a car, but the car still runs.
Yeah, it cuts it right down
in
the middle.
In fact, but it doesn't break the chassis. It doesn't break the engine. But fine. But the fact that they have to go pick up the guy on the half that doesn't run so uh-huh. then get in the other half so they can keep going.
Yeah.
Was brilliant.
Yeah.
I loved all the cutting in half stuff.
Yeah, this made me
that
like Gauss.
That was like maybe my favorite part of this whole movie, that stuff.
Yeah.
So great.
Yeah. There was towards the beginning, there's the kid and this guy wandering the caves.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
And then that guy.
He says the creepiest shit. Oh, God.
And then
I got so disturbed by that guy.
And then he leaves the kid behind.
Yeah. Okay, hold on, though. Wait.
What does he say?
He says, that was naughty. You know that? He says that to the kid outside. And I keep getting that, you know, that joke about the guy taking the kid into the woods. Uh-huh. You know what I'm talking about? And the kid says, I'm scared. And the guy goes, you're scared. I got to walk out of here alone. That's exactly the vibe I get off this guy.
Yeah. And that guy left that kid alone.
The guy is scared.
That guy's a real jerk.
The guy is scared. The kid's like fearless going into that cave. He doesn't care until. Oh, there's also a great part in the cave when they do this, like, just like the fag bat hanging from the string thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And the bat shows up and he goes, oh, it's just a bat. So he leaves the kid behind. That's when the kid goes, I'm scared. Finally, the kid gets scared.
Yeah.
And he leaves the kid, and because he does that, he gets eaten.
Yeah, which was great.
I don't know. I couldn't quite. The one thing, I wasn't quite sure what was going on. Like, he was, like, being picked up, or he was rising up somehow. Mm-hmm. Like, you see, he's like, oh, what's going on? You see him going up out of the trees and stuff, and then he gets eaten. But it's like, couldn't tell if someone had grabbed him or anything like that. You just saw, like, his background change.
Uh-huh.
Tons of fake rocks just come tumbling onto the kid.
Yeah.
One lands on his foot. Like, I'm surprised. Like, that would have probably crushed his ankle had that been a real one.
Yeah. It was one of those things where it was, like, painted styrofoam, and you could see where, like, the paint starts chipping off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, Gamera, the kid is happy to see Gamera at the beginning. So, like, I was trying to figure out, have we already established that he's a friend of children?
No, this was the first time, I believe.
I almost feel like this came out of Gamera fandom from the kid from the other movie, mm-hmm. Jet, who's just into him. But this is the first time that Gamera is kind of like, he's basically loving the kid back. You know, like he's giving him feedback and being like, yeah. We're cool with this.
Because he picks up the kid.
Just dives into the volcano because he loves volcanoes so much.
Yeah. But then he picks up the kid and puts him on his back, in which we get a giant monster hand.
Yes.
Oh, wait, no. Gauss is trying to...
We get a
giant monster hand.
Hold on. Before we get to this fight, yeah, we do. I think it is Gauss's hand.
Yeah, it's Gauss's hand.
But before that, there's this part of the beginning where basically the guy, Koiro Hongo, who's the guy who was in other Gamera movies, mm-hmm. who's like the handsome lead guy.
Yeah.
He's in charge of, they're going to build like this, you know, what is it? Is it a rail that's supposed to go through the village, or is it a road that's supposed to go through the village? Anyways.
It's like a bypass or something.
They're developing some type of thing to go through this village, and the villagers aren't selling their land.
Yeah.
And normally, like, at least in these stories, like, that I'm familiar with growing up, and they're just whenever this has been part of the, you know, a plot line in a thing, you know, we usually side with the villagers who feel that the corporations are trying to take advantage, or the government's trying to take advantage and take their shit from them and not compensate and ruin their land and do all this stuff like that. But in this movie, it's the villagers that are being greedy.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like you think the villagers have good reasons to it, but it's really they're just doing it for greed. And the heroes are the transportation entity that's trying to build this, I feel like it's a railway.
Is that what it was?
I don't remember now. It's a road or a railway. Either way, they're trying to build this pass through the village. And I was like, oh, that's an interesting difference in attitude.
Yeah.
Okay, so Gauss and Gamera fight, and Gauss shoots his razor laser.
Yeah.
At Gamera's arm, and does a slice.
Yeah.
And then, like a dick, keeps slicing that same spot.
Yeah. His precision.
How's that hurt?
Like, he's really precise with it, the laser. Like,
he doesn't do anything else. It's just, I'm just going to work on this one little side. It's kind of like when a boxer, he cuts the eye and he just keeps working on that same eye.
Yeah.
It's the only part of the suit that we can get to bleed right now. So just stick to that area. It's a long time just doing the same one area. And I was like, is he going to cut his arm off?
That's what I thought.
The expression of Gamera's face is pretty funny. He's got a certain deadpan eyes thing going on, which looks really funny when he's shooting fire because he's like bored of it. The kids in the hand. Did you pick up what the kid's name is?
I didn't.
Okay, so the whole time I thought they were saying A-G, like the letters A-G. Mm-hmm. His kid's name is H-E-E-I-I-C-H-I. I had to look it up. So I was like, there's no way this kid's name is A-G. But yeah, so when the kid's riding on Gamera's back.
Yeah.
And the kid loves it. He's having a great time.
Uh-huh.
And he stops next to like a... Gamera stops next to like a tower thing. And the guy goes, I can't reach. And Gamera moves closer.
Yeah. They go to the Ferris wheel.
Oh, that's what it was. The Ferris wheel. Right.
Yeah.
That was so funny. We didn't get headlines when they did all those spin outs of the newspaper. Yeah. We didn't get subtitles for those headlines. I'm curious what those said.
Yeah.
Oh, the kid named Gauss.
Yeah, because he says that's the sound he makes.
Yeah. I felt like, you know, when they're describing Gauss and they're like, oh, he seems like he has two spines. I was like, is that just like them trying to be like, listen, we made a costume, but it can't turn its head. It says, don't worry, we'll just write it in.
Maybe. I like that skeleton graphic that they had.
Yeah.
During the meeting.
I liked it too. Like, I almost wanted to freeze it to see if you could like take that image off the thing to make like a print of it, and then they moved the overlay on it.
Yeah.
I liked it too. I liked also how that artist depiction of Gauss, he's like a little chubby.
Yeah.
He's got like a little belly on him. It's really cute. Mm. Oh, so like, they're like, listen, he can't turn his head, so we'll attack him from the rear.
Makes sense.
That's their idea. Although when they do fight him, they fight him from the front.
Yeah.
They shoot him from the front. This is called Operation Green. Yeah. Okay. The jet stuff, even the jets when they were whole before they got sliced, I thought was great. I liked when they would make them bank turn. I thought that looked awesome.
Did you get a feeling that Gamera has like a psychic link with the kid? Like there's something going on with the kid.
There was something that was like, yeah, they're definitely doing some kind of connection with that kid for sure.
My next note has to do with the villagers and the workers. One of the guys said, I don't know if you heard this, but one of the guys said, don't take any wooden yen.
Oh boy, really?
It was kind of a throwaway like line as they were all walking away. One of the guys said, don't take any wooden yen.
Oh God.
I'm like, oh, I know when this was made. I thought it was kind of funny how Gauss just kind of hung out in that one spot for the majority of the movie. Just over by, like, kind of by the volcano.
Yeah.
And he really wasn't a problem until people started getting in close to him. I wonder if they could have just let him be.
Oh, yeah, totally. Totally. Yeah.
He's got that.
I like. What?
I was going to say he has wing, that flappy wing wind power thing.
Yes. And it's strong. It's stronger than Mothra's because he actually blows people away.
Yeah.
Because Mothra couldn't blow people away. And it collapses the building that those people are in.
Uh-huh.
the guys at the observation deck area.
Yeah.
I like that shot where he flies over a window. It's like kind of like where like they have like the a little like kind of like green screeny kind of effect, and he flies over the window and they animate a crack in the glass of the window.
Oh yeah.
That was awesome.
I like that. I like that a lot. And then he grabs like a handful of people and eats them. At one point. Like it's a shot from above, and the hand comes down, and then they take the people out of the shot. And he just like sticks them in their mouth, in his mouth.
I liked Gamera underwater and the blood coming out.
Yeah.
They have different colored blood.
Yeah, I like that a lot. The colors are interesting.
There's a part where they referred to it as an anti-guerrilla flare. And I was like, anti-guerrilla flare? Are they talking about like G-U-E-R-I-L-A, which L-L-A, which I'm assuming they mean?
Yeah.
Which I didn't know that was like an issue to that you want to make ready again. Yeah. Or was like something against gorillas, like like the animal gorilla? And I was like, what? Yeah, why are they shooting him from the front? Oh, okay, so the next fight between Gamera and Gauss, Gamera does this thing where he's like grinding with his shell on Gauss's chest. And Gauss got, what color is Gauss's blood? Because sometimes there's like some yellow stuff, and sometimes there's will look like red or the purple, like in the other guy.
It was like kind of purple, and sometimes it looked kind of pink.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, based on lighting, essentially.
Yeah.
Have we talked about how does Gamera steer when he's doing his spin flying?
I don't know. It's probably like those retro boosters or whatever.
Because I'm just thinking, like, if his head's constantly spinning around in a circle, or yeah, what's going on there?
I don't know.
So he's biting Gauss's foot.
Yeah,
in the water, just sitting there holding on to his foot for a while. The way they fight is they have one move and they do it for a long time. It's like zapping Gamera's arm. You're just gonna keep doing that. And this is just holding on to the foot. Lots of blood.
Yeah, and then Gamera's like bleeding from the head.
Yeah, he shoots a hole in his head.
Yeah, it's crazy how lighthearted this movie is, but also violent.
How great were like the toes in the water?
Okay, that's one of my notes. What if you found a giant toe?
Oh god!
Because those guys stumble
that's
across
a double
it.
Toe. Yeah.
And I was like, okay, what would I do? I don't.
I wouldn't leave it. I'd grab it. I mean, it's a big monster toe.
I'd probably grab it. It's gross, though, right?
I'm sure it's gross, but
it smells bad.
Well, you pull it in, you got to get it somewhere to kind of dry it out a bit, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's also like the idea is like I imagine it's like the thing Stephen King in Creepshow when the meteor falls, he's like, "Oh, I'm going to be rich." And he has that fantasy.
Yeah.
Then he pours water on it cuz it's hot, and then it breaks, and then his fantasy changes. It's like that idea where it's like going, "Oh shit, it's getting smaller."
Yeah. It was getting smaller, and I was like, oh, is this going to be like Gulala from the X from Outer Space? Remember how they shrunk him down and then put him in a jar? Like, I was thinking it was going to be the same thing, and I kind of got
something
excited.
Little.
I got excited for that.
One of the scientists had a Hitler mustache.
Yeah, but it may, I don't know.
Oh, so Gauss regenerates toes.
Yeah, and that was gross.
That was cool. And it's like, yeah, you could totally have a business of Gauss toes because they'll keep making them.
You could get them in different sizes depending on the light. Yeah, the stalactite lands on his foot.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we talk about Operation Merry-Go-Round?
Yeah, okay. So,
we thought Z-Plan was crazy.
We, Gauss, they need to basically mess with his equilibrium to hold him in place. So they essentially need some kind of centrifuge thing that will spin him.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, and the kid's like, what about that right there? And he points to, like, what is it? A revolving restaurant?
Yeah.
We never really see the inside.
It's kind of by the theme park.
Yeah. So it's like, there you go. And so that's...
Did we see it earlier in the movie from the inside? Did they set it up earlier? I'm trying to remember.
I don't know if we ever saw it.
Operation Merry-Go-Round.
So, we know about Gauss is Gauss essentially is a vampire bat.
Yeah.
Because he wants blood.
But specifically human blood.
He loves human blood. He's attracted to the sight and the smell of human blood.
Yeah.
And the taste, actually. There's a part where they're like, this stuff has the same taste and smell of human blood. So they're still working on getting it to look right.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's a long period where we're waiting for the scientists to make this fake blood. It's like they're still working on it. It's like until finally he's like, the guy's like, God, you did it.
Yeah. Do you think that, because this is a time of crisis, I'm sure Red Cross is around. Well, I guess this is in Japan. But there's got to be something, right? Where they can get their hands on a bunch of real blood.
A bunch of blood?
Instead of trying to create a synthetic.
Oh, yeah, I could see, like, that would be, like, a thing where it's, like, going, hey, you know, when they were, like, something's going on, like, whenever there's a disaster, they're, like, they use, like, hey, let's all do a blood drive, and everyone go and give blood, because, you know, this stuff's going on.
But do it, so it is possible, to stop like, the monster? Do it.
No, what they would do is they would use the blood they have, and the new blood that people would be giving would be to replenish the blood banks. Yeah, oh, that's definitely a tough one to sell, I think, to the public, but but who knows? I mean, these are desperate times.
Yeah, Gauss is eating people and cutting cars in half.
He is. So I guess you got to do something.
Yeah. There's a couple of things about this. First of all, the plan. I mean, Gauss falls for it and goes and
he loves it. It's yeah. it's like a bird bath.
Yeah. And it's then they start spinning him around.
Right.
And I'm like, A, this is ridiculous that this is working. And then B, this is the stupidest plan ever. And then C, I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Gauss starts like shooting this gas out of his nipples.
His nipples? Is it? Wait. Is it the yellow stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I wrote, Gauss has 2 PP fire extinguishers.
I just
said they're coming out, like, they're, like, by his hips. I didn't think they were that high up on his body.
Oh, I thought they were a little bit higher. Okay. So, Operation Merry-Go-Round doesn't quite work. Like, they get him to spin. And they get him to follow the blood and do all that stuff.
Yeah.
But they're just not able to kill him.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I just have, like, bullet points from here on out.
Yeah, I don't have much.
I have lights forced on fire.
The movies that you get into, and you go like, oh, shit, I haven't even written anything down because I'm too involved in watching it. What'd you write?
The forest gets lit on fire.
Yeah. That's when he decides to put it out with his PP extinguisher.
Yeah. There's a part where Gauss gets a chunk of him.
Oh, let's just light the thing. Let's just light the whole forest on fire. Like, that's their solution.
Yeah. Does Gauss get a chunk of him bitten out of him?
Gamma rips a piece of his wing off.
Yeah. I think it's strange that Gauss couldn't bend his arms. Like, why wouldn't they put that in the suit? I know he's a flying monster, but he would have to, like when he flapped his wings, his arms are rigid. Like, he couldn't bend.
Yeah.
I mean, as an actor in that suit, that's got to suck.
Yeah. I do like when they would switch to the flying Gauss models. Good.
Gamera dodges the laser.
Yeah.
He does, like, a head fake kind of. And then, Gauss gets his neck bit.
I liked.
There's just blood everywhere. Or is it Gamera that gets his neck? No, it's Gauss gets his neck bit, right? There's just all this blood coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Gamera reaching, trying, must reach, must get this rock. And he shoves the rock into his mouth.
Yeah. One of my notes just says volcano. And I have no idea why. That could mean literally anything.
It just looks so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything looked cool in this movie. I really like this movie. This is one that I could probably even just put on right now and watch again.
Yeah, it's good.
It's definitely going to go into rotation. Once again, because I don't really have any more notes other than sayonara, Gamera, which is another time where this has happened before, where they don't translate the sayonara into English. They don't say goodbye, Gamera.
Mm-hmm.
He says sayonara, Gamera. Like Americans know.
We know
sayonara, so they just leave that word as that instead of translating it.
Right.
So, yeah. But man, I really like this one. I liked it a lot. It makes me really excited to watch the next Gamera movie. So we're gonna have to kind of put that in the
Sure.
Because after the last one, we were kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah.
There was stuff that we had problems with, but this one got me more excited. I could see, like, this where they kind of hit their stride. Like, because I think, like, Godzilla movies, the third one was King Kong versus Godzilla. Right. So it's like you watch Godzilla Raids Again, and those are good. They are, you know, good, but then this is the King Kong versus Godzilla is where they get like into more fun.
Yeah, totally.
Kind of kitschy, like
fun. Yeah, this one was great.
Yeah. Hopefully the next one's good. I hope it keeps going. Because people love these movies, and now I'm starting to. So, yeah, we'll see which ones we don't like and which ones we like, and people will already have known, like, there's people probably wondering, like, I can't wait till they get to this one. Or these guys are gonna, you know, I can't wait for these guys to get to this crappy one that everyone knows is awful and they hate. So we're kind of in the dark. But yeah, as of right now, yeah, we're in a good spot.
Yeah, this is definitely up there in as far as like top five of the ones of the movies we've gone through so far, for sure.
Yeah, I put it in top five.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of like memorable stuff in it, like
totally,
like the Ferris wheel and the cutting stuff in half.
Yeah,
like they're just like these kind of iconic things that I'll definitely like remember as time goes on. Like I'll be like, oh yeah,
it's the one with the toe in the water.
Yeah, and the pee-pee smoke.
It's like the yellow stuff that was spraying in the water, and then.
King Kong versus Godzilla. Yeah. Yeah. The fear gas.
Ooh. Oh, and the villagers got what they had coming to them.
Yeah.
For being greedy.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. I don't have much more to say on this one other than that. I mean, I'm assuming everybody checks these out before they listen to the podcast. If for some reason.
Oh yeah, the other vampire rule was the whole thing of how like the sun is bad for him.
Oh yeah, that's what they found out. That's what was shrinking him.
Yeah,
yeah. I didn't even make the correlation to it being a vampire bat.
Once they said blood, I was like, oh, he is a bat. Maybe it's like the bat at the beginning that scares the creepy guy.
Yeah, I think if I watched this like at Halloween time, I would have made the connection, but. We are nowhere near Halloween time.
That was naughty. You know that?
I'm glad that guy died.
Yeah, me too.
All right, so our next episode is going to be Godzilla 1985. Looking forward to that. I haven't seen it, so it'll be fun to watch and talk about. And then, check out kaijupod.com. That'll give you links to the monster list. The ever-expanding monster list, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. So, until next time, I'm going to go glue my car back together.
I'm going to grow a couple more toes.
Oh, gross. That's really gross. That whole thing was gross.
It's like Swamp Thing.
Yeah, but it came out like as fully formed toes. Like
it can't.
Like he's got like toes like hanging out in his calves, just waiting to reload.
Like, it's just like the thought that they worked like this is the gag we got to do, and it's like okay, no problem. We're just gonna do this to toes, the whole parts. Just gonna push them through there, and boom, done. Great, looks great.
Boom toes. All right.